Hey everyone, we want to take a moment to tell you about the sponsor of this podcast, Roosevelt's.
You may know Roosevelt's as the company who makes those rad all over print button downs with just about every franchise that you love.
They of course have Star Wars, because this is a Star Wars podcast, but they also have Harry Potter, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, NASA, WWE, The Office, Nickelodeon, Rick and Morty, Friends, all kinds of other stuff, including new lines from Yellowstone and The Godfather.
And not just button-downs, but t-shirts, they do shorts, jackets, hoodies, koozies, flannels, so many different kinds of items, so many dope designs. So if you're interested in picking something up for the first time, go to rsvlts.com and use promo code THANKTHEMAKER with no spaces to get 20% off your first purchase. Once again, that's rsvlts.com. Use promo code THANKTHEMAKER to get 20% off of your first purchase.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello there and welcome to Think the Maker, a podcast about heroes, princesses, scoundrels, hokey religions, ancient weapons, and all things Star Wars. I'm Adam Russell.
I'm Nick. Gambarian. Still.
Hey guys, it's Mike Forrester. And we're talking Ahsoka tonight. I can't wait to do this with both of you.
We are?
What's up?
Yes.
Ahsoka. Yep. We're a week away. We're a week away from the premiere of the show that I would say, for me, is like right on the level with Obi-Wan Kenobi in terms of anticipation. What about you guys?
Wow. I've openly been discussing that I'm having a hard time managing my expectations, because I feel like on this show I'm Mr. Watch your expectations are a bitch. I'm having a really hard time. I'm so pumped, and I'm just going to say this right at the top of the show. I'm going to the premiere tomorrow at Disneyland, so I'm seeing both of the first episodes.
What?
Tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
You planned on dropping this news on us live?
Yeah.
How did this happen?
So, Ash Crossan, Star Wars...
Friend of the pod,
friend of me, friend of everyone, Mosh Eisley goer, yeah. Just all-around great person. Since all the striking is happening, she doesn't have her gig at Entertainment Tonight, but she still got invited to what Disney is doing, fan events. Instead of a premiere.
Okay.
So there's five of them. There's one in Hollywood. There's one at Disneyland. I believe Disney World, San Francisco, and one other. I assume New York.
Michigan really off again. Dang.
It always happens.
Yeah,
the sixth one was Marquette. It wasn't
God,
even
and I must have, I must, my invitation must have got lost in the mail again. Well, it's because it comes on Carrier Pigeon. Yeah. Sometimes they don't make it up here. So honestly, that tracks.
The dog sled dropped it on the trail on
That's
the way
true.
Up there.
That's true. That's true. And these things happen, right? You don't get medicine. You don't get your invitation to see Ahsoka. So I get that. I really do. Okay, so that's at Disneyland.
Tomorrowland Theater.
Dang.
Sick.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So do you know anything about like, who else is in attendance, like what level this kind of thing is?
I'm going to assume nobody. I think that's part of the strike.
It's just
I don't think
you.
Anyone's...
It's just you and Ash.
Me and Ash.
Yeah.
Private screening.
Okay.
Right. Get the whole room.
I'm going to assume there will be characters there, because they also did that for, was it Haunted Mansion?
Okay.
They did like a fan event thing and cool. They just kind of had cosplayers, and then that went into this whole like, you shouldn't be cosplaying at a strike event, blah, 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 right. All that stuff. So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to assume there will be Disney employees there who are official like cast members.
Right.
Dressed up as characters.
Okay. So.
Dude, speaking of actor appearances or character appearances at places, nothing in the world is cooler than what I saw the other day. Someone who was on the picket line with Adam Scott. Did you see this? Nick? Mm-mm. Anyone?
No. I don't think so.
No. Lil Sebastian himself.
Oh, I did see. Yeah, that was great.
Was on
that
the was picket awesome. Line.
Yeah. That's great, too.
And it's great to know that Lil Sebastian actually isn't dead, because that was my biggest thing. Was I was like, wait a minute.
Somehow Lil Sebastian returned.
Oh, what
the same time alive as like Yoda.
Right. Yeah.
Many horses.
It's incredible. Yeah. So that's pretty, I mean, it's, I think it's cool. I think, of course, we have a lot of friends who have been on this podcast that are actors. They are SAG. They are SAG-AFTRA. And we have people who have been on this show that have been writers. So I think that obviously there's been so much communication about what's considered a struck event. Obviously, at this point, we're, you know, the studios are kind of, we're, I'm trying to be super cool here with everyone.
Nothing about it's cool. You're, speak your mind.
You're absolutely right. But I think what we are seeing is that, you know, Star Wars is created by fans of Star Wars. And I think that the people who are acting in it, deserve their work to be seen. I think obviously we're going to see the late Ray Stevenson in this. It would be, to not honor what the work that went into it, I think, is almost at the same time equally as frustrating. The promotional thing is fine. Like Nick, honestly, I said, I was like, dude, if I would go 100% to more so support and let people know that like this was made by writers, this was made by actors, this was sure paid for by a studio, but at the end of the day, like the work that makes it amazing is by the talent that is currently saying we're asking for a better cut of this. And honestly, it's on a streaming service. It makes sense. So certainly not what this episode needs to be about, but certainly enough for people and friends of our podcast who do the work, quite literally do the work. We look forward to supporting you and supporting the work that you've done, because I think it's going to truly might be one of my most anticipated shows since Mandalorian season one. So,
could be. I feel like I have a million things to say. I'm just going to say it this way. I don't trust any executive or whatever. If we all just didn't watch Ahsoka and ratings were terrible, I don't think that they're smart enough to be like, oh, that's because everyone was striking. People, they would be like, no season two, no one watched
They'd be
it.
Like, people don't like
that's
Ahsoka.
That's how ridiculous things are right now.
Yep.
And so that watch
is,
it.
That is equally a conversation that needs to be had too. So speaking of which,
well, hey, before we do that, I'll say two things and then Nick, you have a thing to do. One, first time podcasting sleeveless.
Yeah.
Not on purpose.
Mike, get rid of those abomination, Mike.
Hey, look at that shirt. Let me take a look at that art.
Hey.
Mike made this this artwork right here.
Wow, look at that.
Quite
That's
nice.
Really something.
And the reason I'm wearing it is because it was the only non-black shirt that I had accessible, because I'm in the Poconos again at my friend's place.
Right.
And this they setup just happened to be pitch night, black. Yeah, I just been just ahead here.
Right.
And I couldn't get in my suitcase under the bus in the bay in time. That would have taken me 15 minutes. Why?
Because
I have a broken foot.
Show us the foot.
No free foot pics.
Oh.
It looks
Let the Discord decide if you want to see his foot. Please, in the comments, go ahead and say, let's see Adam's foot. It's very gross.
I'll send you guys the picture that I took of it the other day. It looks like Billy from Hocus Pocus's foot. Like, it looks so dead and like pale.
Shout out to Jug
purple.
Jones. Another SAG after.
Yeah. It's really not great.
Has anyone mentioned that SAG after is absolutely a Star Wars name? That could be a character.
Yes.
If it isn't SAG after.
Eloatsy's gunner.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
SAG after. Anakin spoke highly of you.
Oh, that's good. It's great to see you guys.
So, yeah, broke my foot on stage. It's great to see you too, dude.
Mostly just because you're old, right? Like, that's I blame my injuries too.
I landed and dust just blew out the side of it.
Yep.
Yeah. So, first broken bone of my life. Could have been worse, but it was directly halfway through the biggest show we've ever played in our hometown.
Naturally.
With this show right here with Yellow Card, this awesome show. And it was in a song that we don't play much, so I don't have that like muscle memory of okay, here comes a jump, get ready for it, and like just the split second preparation that you need to like get your timing and land, you know, in a way that doesn't break your foot.
Feet.
I just didn't have that. I was like, oh shit, here comes course, I should jump, and bam, just crumbled. I just crumbled to the ground.
Oh, cripes. Oh, my God.
And then just played it off. Like, oh, it hurts, but I should keep rocking. And just kept drinking more Jameson to kind of dull the pain.
Right.
And the next day...
Poured some on your foot.
Yeah. The next day, it felt like I had a baseball, like a potato inside my foot. It was just so...
Something not right.
So swollen. Went to urgent care on the day off, and lo and behold, broken. And not just like hairline fractured, which I thought maybe was the case.
His toe is gone, you guys. I hope you guys know this. His toe is... In that concert, on the lawn somewhere.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I need a new toe with nail polish.
Logan Foy says you could have Thundercat mod your foot, but Ooh. Why don't you just have Thundercat fill in on bass?
Or that.
That's what I would do.
On the table.
Even better.
That's on the table. Yeah.
All options on the table.
The modifiers. And you announced Story of the Year. This is exciting. Story of the Year going back on tour to promote Page Avenue, 20 years of Page Avenue.
Yeah. Very exciting for everyone in attendance. Way too long of a tour for me, but it'll be really cool.
Let's go. And it's nice because it ends right before Thanksgiving, so you can go and get your October out and then pick it back up after the new year. I love that.
Yeah, it'll be good.
I will attend.
It'll be really good. So go check that out if you care about that. Nick.
Yeah.
You want to show us some new garments before we get fully started in this Ahsoka thing here?
I'm so excited.
All right, you got to go fast because I'm jealous.
I love when it's Roosevelt's Day. Roosevelt's Day is my favorite day.
So this collection just dropped yesterday, right?
Yesterday,
okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
There you go. I actually look like I'm between this captain's hat and now I'm in the fleet. I'm good.
Like I should salute you.
Let's talk. Let's talk Star Wars.
I'd like to see you on the brig.
All right.
That is nice. All right.
Thanks to Roosevelt, as usual, for sending us all this awesome stuff. If you want to, you know this because you hear the commercials, you hear the ads in this thing.
Ding,
if you want to get 20%
ding.
Off your first order, yeah, welcome to Watto's, his shop. Promo code Thank the Maker, right? All caps?
Mm-hmm.
No spaces?
Yep.
20% off your first order. Well worth it.
Well worth it, and, you know, I'll say this, and I'll say this to the end of time. I don't like Thank the Maker's not ever going to work with anyone. I mean, Bayside, Story of the Year, like all of us, we work with people who we like. And if you're wondering at all, a relationship that we have with Roosevelt, I mean, it all has started very organically at last year's Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con, and they're the best people. And we have such a good time hanging with them and just being involved in their creative process. They help us out with the podcast. They all came to Mosh Eisley and had a great time and
they're
have
fans.
Spoke very highly of it. So
like they're fans of Star Wars and the nittiest of gritty stuff. It's like super refreshing to see that someone's
and the
not-
company in general has like 30 employees. It's not some giant, you know, conglomerate something, you know,
right.
It's like an independently owned startup. So can't speak highly enough of what they do. And then the people behind the scenes there are just top notch people.
Love you guys.
Good peoples. Thank you guys very much. All right, let's talk bingo. We're going to play bingo. We're not going to play bingo. We're going to prep bingo for Ahsoka.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is all about predictions. We're breaking our fake tradition of not speculating once again. And we've seen like a few accounts do this. I know Jedi's Knowledge on Instagram, formerly Madman's Knowledge, who did the extended cut of Revenge of the Sith, has mm-hmm. added all the Clone Wars stuff. He does this. He did it. He's done it for the past few shows. I feel like Star Wars Explained is maybe doing it. There's like a few different accounts who are doing it. We thought it'd be a fun idea to kind of just like talk through some predictions that we might have or things we want to see. There are like different approaches you can take to this and build out a bingo card. So then week after week, as the show airs, we can check off hopefully boxes on there. And if somebody hits bingo, we yell bingo and grandma gets all excited.
Larry David yelling bingo is a highly highly used gif on my end. So I'm very excited to use that.
I wish you luck and hope that you get to use it.
That also rivals Jeff Goldblum gif going bingo to that. Two big bingos. I go back and forth with the Discord's getting.
They're getting wild.
Bingo.
Oh, Discord. Also, we talked about this, but we didn't do it. Feel free to like, as a group, build a bingo card as well and just send it to us.
They're too good.
And then we'll.
They're always very good.
Don't beat us. That's the one rule. You're not allowed to win. make your bingo card and we'll check that every week as well. So play along at home, as they say.
Don't cheat like in the draft.
Yeah. And we got owned in the draft. All right. So I made spreadsheets because I figured that was the easiest way to do this. and made three of them. So we'll each make our own bingo card. And I'm personally like not at all concerned about overlap. Okay. Like I feel like if any one of us has a cool idea, we could just be like, oh, that's great. I'll put that on mine, you know, because it's whatever. I feel like we should rotate and we should kind of talk through it. Just like take turns putting things on the card. Maybe.
How many spots do we get? That's my first question.
So a standard bingo card is 5x5.
25 spots.
And then you get the free space in the middle.
Oh, 24 spots.
Okay. So 24, yeah.
So I only have 13 chosen. Okay, wait. I could split this one. Okay, I'm talking to myself.
I have a lot.
Into a microphone that's live right now.
Okay. Some of these I feel like are obvious. Some of them are more obscure. Nick, you were saying you're kind of taking the what you want to see approach?
A little bit. I mean, I definitely...
Fair.
I mean, yeah, it's not... What I expect to see is not fun, you know, because I kind of have like not creative blinders on, but I feel like what are they really going to do? There's wild shit on here, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, I like it.
Mike, what's your approach? How are you thinking about this?
I mean, we know that it's Dave Filoni. We know that there are certain limitations. Like, I'm thinking about this today, and I'm like, oh, man. We're going to see a flashback with Mother Talzin. And I'm like, okay, are they going to go? We know that there's a couple actors who have been cast as Ahsoka, younger versions. Like, we're getting flashbacks. So, like, I'm thinking in this realm of, like, who are the most important people in her story? And probably not Mother Talzin, but probably, I'll say it during bingo. So I'm kind of approaching it from, like, equally who I want to see. And also who I think would make sense to remind a general audience who hasn't watched seasons of animation that what are the most important stories of her character development that the general public is going to need to see. So a little bit of, that's kind of my strategy. So I'm say a little bit of Nick, a little bit of my own. Let's give it a go. Let's try it. Let's see.
How do you want to, if we're picking 25 things each, that's a lot. How do you want to, do you want to do like five at a time just to move it along?
Honestly, like...
And we'll do five rounds.
As long as no one gets way ahead of anyone else, I don't think we even need to like keep a strict rotation because I think there are going to be plenty of times where one of us goes, oh, that's great. I'm putting that on too.
I like it.
You know?
I like it.
And we kind of just make our way through it. I think the most fun is going to be us discussing the possibilities and just getting excited, you know?
Okay.
So
good. I have some spots that you guys could pop into.
Word. Okay. So I'm going to do the screen share thing. I was hoping I could just do a portion and it wouldn't look like I'm using Apple numbers on my Mac here, but I am. Here it is.
Hey, there we go. Okay.
And will you send a graphic that we could fill out for social meds?
Yeah, I'll make a version of this.
Okay, so you're first, Adam, because you made it and you did all this work, and we're very grateful for you. Let's take a look here.
Well, I'm gonna just swing for the fences right out of the gate.
Okay,
I'm gonna say Luke Skywalker appears.
That's on mine.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Actually, you know what's not on mine specifically is Luke Skywalker. Does it count as the same thing if I just say Jedi Academy? When I wrote down Jedi Academy, clearly I meant
Let's go to the Discord. Let's go to the Discord. Let's go to YouTube and see. Is Jedi Academy and Luke Skywalker the same thing? Let people respond. Write me out.
I mean, yes and no.
Wait, I also have another question, Adam.
Yeah.
This is your bingo card specifically, or are we making one together?
We're each making our own. So this is mine. I'm putting this on mine.
Okay.
You got it. All right. Nick, you're up next.
I'm going to go wild. When I've been rewatching Rebels in bed, and when I do that, I'm usually smoking devil's lettuce. So brain goes crazy places. And my first one was, how crazy would it be as a cameo if Ashley Eckstein is in the show?
Oh, as a cameo.
Yeah.
I like this. Okay.
Right? That's high Nick brain right there.
Dude, you know what would be the sickest thing?
Yeah, me just talking to Finn and he's sleeping.
I was surprised.
Well, I was waiting for this.
Yeah, right. 3 a.m, you're like, wait, shit, dude. Oh my God.
So like not as Ahsoka.
So I'm going to say Ashley Eckstein face cameo.
Yeah, like that was her. You know,
I'm going to say, man, dude, I think I want to add that one to mine too, but I'm not going to add it right now. Okay.
How fun is that?
All right.
That's great.
I'm going to go with a layup here. Sometimes you got to go ahead and just, if you got a penalty shot and the goalie's gone, just put it in the net, okay? Captain Rex is, okay. We're going to see Captain Rex. We're going to see Tamura Morrison as Captain Rex.
Did you do the math about how old he would be?
I don't think it really matters. I think we're just going to, no, it's a Star Wars problem.
I thought about this again, Devil's Lettuce. I'm like, if he's like, because of, they age twice as fast, right?
Right.
So in Rebels, yes, he's 50-something. So another 10 years is passing at least. Right. So he's going to be like 70-something, but whatever.
Well,
here's the question. And I don't know if this has been addressed in canon or not. Does removing the inhibitor chip slow down the pace of their advanced aging?
Yeah. Who knows?
Well, I have a feeling.
Like that's an easy fix, I think.
I have a feeling Bad Batch Season 3 might explain that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
Great call.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So apparently our Discord is saying what, Nick? They are cool with it.
They ignored that question.
Oh, I'm looking at YouTube going...
screw us.
It counts. That's what they said. It counts.
They did not. NATO Potato said yes, the same thing. But as far as I could read, that's the only person that responded to that.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. I have that one on my list too. That's an easy one. But I won't do that now because that's boring.
Yeah.
So wait, is Jedi Academy on mine?
Yeah.
I would like it to be.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll throw that in next here. While we're on the subject of Rex, I'll say Rex and Cody meet.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I have another Rex one.
How much of the devil's lettuce were you smoking, man?
It's
enough, yeah. Just enough.
Yeah, just the right amount.
Meet the right word? Reunite. How about that?
Sure, I'll say that. Let's do that. Sorry, I tried to kill you, Rex.
Okay, Nick. What do you want to?
My Captain Rex thing was an assumption that he's there and he references being in the Battle of Endor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's a 1-2. Those aren't separate items. That's a double, essentially.
I mean, if we need 25 spots, I could do a Captain Rex box and then a Captain Rex specifically referencing Endor, Battle of Endor.
Okay. Captain Rex appears, Captain Rex references.
What?
Battle of Endor.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Autocorrect, for knowing Endor. Nick, okay. What was the other one you wanted to put on there? You're going to get ahead of us a little bit here, but...
Jedi Academy, Luke Skywalker, right?
Yes. Jedi.
Well, you could just put Jedi Academy, but that, yeah, okay. No, they actually could be two separate things.
Jedi Academy shown.
Yeah.
Might do a couple.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay, so let's see. First of all, I definitely think we're getting Vader, not just Anakin, because we saw Anakin in the trailer. I know that was from a different show, but I actually think we're going to see Vader as Vader. So let's add
Vader in Vader suit.
Sure.
Okay.
I think we're going to see that. I also think we're going to bring Night Sisters into live action because we saw the green flame in the trailer. We're going to see some Night Sisters. We're going to learn about that.
And then they get their own series.
Oh, my God. Oh, I can't believe this. And then I think I wanted to also add, I mean, Luke Skywalker in the show. I'm in. So go ahead and add that. And then I'll sit out for, well, no, I won't. But
okay.
I like my crazy ones. My crazy ones are so much fun.
Let's see. So I'm on board with the Night Sisters thing as well. And this is... I don't want to say this is confirmed, but something close to it is confirmed. Morgan Elsbeth being a Night Sister.
Mm.
She is playing with the magics. She's got the green flame, like you mentioned, Mike.
Right.
So I will say that is a little bit presumptuous to like go that far. So that is a prediction to say that she's a Night Sister. She's not just messing with the magic.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'll say Morgan Elsbeth is a Night Sister. And I'll go ahead and throw in the Captain Rex one as well as a separate one. And that puts us pretty much, yeah, 4, 4, and 4.
Sweet.
So I'll do one more. Let's see, what's fun to mention right now? Okay. Kanan.
Oh, I like it.
Appears.
Is it Freddie Prinze?
I'm going to say as Force, Ghost, or Voice. One of the two.
Okay.
Nick.
I'm going to go with a, this is more of a, something I could see as a big twist, which would also bring us potentially a villain and just something really cool. The wording I'm going to use, because I don't know how it would go down, is a compromised Ezra Bridger.
I like that a lot.
I like it. Yeah.
He's been away for a while, you know, at least a decade with Thrawn. Who knows what could have happened? It doesn't, in my head, if I think about it, it seems more brainwashy than I'm a bad guy now, but a compromised Ezra Bridger.
So I'm going to put that in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike, give us something.
I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to say we see Zeb be Zeb is part of the crew. Zeb is not, his cameo in Mando was not just a one-off. I think Zeb is part of the crew.
Not just cameo.
Yep.
There we go.
Okay. I'm also going to go, let me give one more layup here, right?
Okay.
And I'm going to also say, No, I'm not going to say that yet. I'm waiting.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. This is along the lines of Nick, your Ashley cameo idea. I'm going to say Ashley does voiceover for a young version of Ahsoka in a flashback.
Ooh, I like it.
Voices young Ahsoka.
You could put that on. I had just young Ahsoka in general. You could copy and paste that on mine. I'll take that.
Okay. Put that on Nick's as well. Mike, how about you?
Man, that's confusing, but... I mean, I'm going to say Ashley Eckstein being Nick, you said that she's going to have a cameo, like throw that in for
cameo,
me
something.
And then I'd also like to say that we see the Loth Wolves.
Nice.
Okay. And I think that theory that I illustrated off that crazy thing that I read from Reddit. I do think that's true because that lines up, but let's just say we're going to see the Loth.
Explain the theory again for people who didn't catch it on socials.
The Loth Wolves, Shin and Haiti, are
the two characters with the orange lightsabers.
Well, it's Baylan, Skull, and Shin Haiti.
Right.
Are both in reference to a Norse myth of the two, basically the sun and the moon that chased the two, they would chase each other, and that was essentially the sun and the moon. We've seen the personification, humanoid version, animal version, whatever that would be, of a force entity, a force being, almost being resurrected, reformed into something else. That's what Mariah is, right? So the idea that Ahsoka could be abusing the world between worlds, that the Loth Wolves came through because she was upsetting the balance of the Force. The Loth Wolves are Shin and Baylan.
Nice.
Their lightsabers aren't totally red. They're orange. Filoni said that was very important, that nothing was ever done by accident. Not totally Sith, but certainly enough to be like, we have to counteract Ahsoka. Just saying.
I like this a lot.
So Loth Wolves appear. I'll just say that.
Okay, so you don't want to go any further as far as like confirming your actual theory than Lothwolf's appear?
I mean, I would say like, I mean, I'm cool with that. So we could either say we'll see Lothwolves in their wolf form. I think that.
Okay.
But I would also say that Shin and Balin are the Lothwolves.
Should I put that in here as a separate one?
God. You got plenty of spaces.
That's true. Yeah, do it. Do it.
Okay. Shin, and how do you spell Balin?
B-A-Y-L-O-N.
R. Lothwolves.
Do you know that R.I.P. Ray Stevenson, he voiced Gar Saxon?
You knew that.
I'm asking if you knew that.
Oh, yeah. It was actually very cool.
Just making sure you know.
Yeah. I'm just checking on you guys.
All right. I need to catch up here. I need to do two. Nick, you and I both need to do two or three. Okay. So I did Ashley voiceover. Got that. I will say this is pretty likely to me. Maybe this is too much. I don't know. Maybe it's too far to say it's likely, but I would say Yoda speaks to Ahsoka through the Force is not unlikely. Mm. How about that? Yoda speaks to Ahsoka through the Force. And going back to the world between worlds, I mean, they're gonna have to be, just like when Ezra saw the world between worlds, he saw multiple things. Like there was a specific thing or two that he addressed that were, you know, plot points that were very important, but he saw multiple things basically to show the audience and make the audience understand what this thing is, right? So one of those things that I think is most likely is Ahsoka leaving the Jedi Order seen through the world between worlds.
Oh.
Mm.
So I'll put that. Ahsoka leaving the Jedi Order seen through world between worlds. There's probably typos in all of this stuff because...
That's fine.
I can't
see.
You guys playing bands.
Yeah. I'm graphic designer. That's just part of it.
There we go. That catches me up. Nick, do two.
I mean, you could just put, I just have world between worlds in general. I think it'll be used. I think it'll be seen. So you could throw that down there for me. Let's see. What's exciting on this list still? Oh, this is totally just something I always wish for. We're going to Batuu. Let's go to Batuu.
Yeah, I love it.
Sick.
Love it.
First mention of a location.
Yeah.
If you don't include the world between worlds. So,
Batuu
is location or?
Yeah, but they visit Batuu.
Damn, I would even take a reference at this point. Jeez, Disney.
Yeah. A little overdue. Mike, this will put you one ahead of us, but go ahead.
Okay. I think we're going to see a Republic gunship.
Nice.
I think we're going to see one. I think Filoni knows that would be a real treat for us to see in modern ways. And then I would also say, you know what? I like that. Actually, double up. Go ahead and copy that from Nick's. I think we're going to Batuu, and then that'll tie into my next one.
I maintain that the first appearance is going to be Skeleton Crew.
Mm-hmm.
Sticking to that.
Of Hondo and Aka. Oh.
You're going to throw Hondo on also?
I think we're going to see Hondo and Aka on this show.
Damn, okay.
Put that for me too.
Hondo. Hello, my friends.
That's definitely on my list.
Appears, okay. Throw that on Nick as well. Okay, to me. What's fun to mention? I had Lothwolves as well. So I'll just go ahead and put that down. I'll just copy that from Mike. Lothwolves appear.
If you're copying and pasting, you could do that for me too, because that's on here.
Okay. And then since it was my last one, I'll just do this again. Another thing that Ahsoka sees through the world between worlds, Anakin versus Obi-Wan. Seen through world between worlds. Okay. Nick, give us another one.
Kind of out there. I have two that are going to be intertwined because I don't think there's going to be any Monster of the Week or like assignment of the week episodes. That's one. So we could phrase that however we want to phrase that. No, what do we usually call them?
Monster of the week, adventure of the week.
Adventure of the week. There you go.
No adventure.
Probably
of
no
the
Lizzo
week.
This time either.
And
that, oh man. Okay, there it is. Because I totally just blanked. Piggybacking off of that, and I don't think this is an adventure of the week, a Thrawn-centric only episode.
Okay.
I like that.
Thrawn only. Thrawn-centric.
It's a category.
Episode. That's really good. You know what? I'm going to copy that, and I'm going to say...
Put it in mine, too. Put it in mine.
Flashbacks.
Ooh, I like it.
To him as an imperial...
Like a young officer, or even the comic where he's shirtless, just ripping people up.
Right. True. Okay.
So, Mike, you want it just straight up?
I just put Thrawn-centric episode. I'm with that. I think that's good. All right. Let's see. Where are we at? Adam? Yeah, you got to add one.
I'm Hurry one up. Behind you. Yeah.
Go ahead and add one. Let's give it a go. Give it a dangle.
I'm going to say that Zeb appears. I think that's like a given. It would be very strange if he was not. But I will say, so this is kind of like a twofer. Zeb appears with Trapper Wolf and Carson Teva as part of that.
Yeah.
As part of like a squadron.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a threefer.
So this would be the Rancor squadron.
Is that what that is?
Carson Teva has a Rancor patch on his jacket.
And Carson Teva as part of squadron.
Yeah, I like it. That's pretty good. Was Zeb in a X-Wing suit?
I believe so, yeah.
He was, right? He wasn't like A-Wing or anything? Yeah, okay.
So how does this work, though, if you just see Zeb, but he's not with Trapper Wolf and... You don't get to mark that off?
I don't get to mark it off.
Mm. Okay, all right. So you don't want to just go with, like, I have just Zeb. Like, Zeb is in it.
No. Yeah.
Okay. That's risky.
Swing for the fences.
Swing it for, yeah, I like it. All right, Nick, what do you got?
I don't see how it's possible to not see Kanan and Hera's son, Jacen Syndulla, at some point.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
So did you guys see I think it was, what's that account? Skynobi Star Wars, that Instagram account?
Mm.
They did the shot from the finale of Rebels and then did a still from the cockpit of the Ghost looking out the front.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very short person in the co-pilot seat.
Yeah.
Yep, it is. So. That was Jacen. But he's so young. He'd be like a teenager at this point, no?
Yeah.
He was like... Jacen Syndulla. What does it say? Jane Syndulla?
Oh, yeah. Autocorrect said
yeah,
no.
Yeah. I think it's Jacen.
No Y?
Nope. I think All that's right. it.
Okay. There we go. I'm going to put that on mine as well. I think that's a given.
Yeah.
It'd be really weird if she just left the kid with the babysitter the whole show.
Sure.
That could be a flashback, too. That could be, who knows, you know, if he's that little... He's also he's like a species. He's like a mixed species. Who knows what rate he ages?
Oh, true.
True.
Half Twi'lek, half human.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, yeah, you're one behind. Go ahead.
I'm going to say the classic, iconic Ezra Bridger painted Sabine Wren 1-of-1 biker scout helmet with... The Phoenix Ezra's logo on it. It was kind of dark red. They had it at Galaxy's Edge, actually. I think we're going to see that as a little... I think Sabine has a bunch of things of Ezra's still, and I think we're going to see that. Because that one, to me, is like, what's iconic? I think that's the one. It's been at Galaxy's Edge before, FYI.
Okay. Back to me. I'm thinking about planets now. And places, locations.
Earth
system. how about Mortis?
Ooh.
I don't know about Mortis.
Yes.
I think that would be like this. All the stuff we're putting on there, like someone who's never watched anything animated are going to be like, what the hell is this show, man? Yeah. What is this?
Okay, so here's the case for Mortis, though.
I'm ready. And
I have to admit, this is a borrowed theory. It's not a borrowed theory. I'm going to say someone else's theory. I disagree with it. I listened to Star Wars Explained episode earlier. They did a Q&A. And they're theorizing, I think Alex was saying, he's thinking that because Ahsoka, neither of them think Ahsoka will die anytime soon.
Agreed.
And may never actually die in a legitimate
on-screen Star Wars death.
Luke Skywalker fade away kind of thing, maybe.
Well, even cooler than that, because she was brought back to life by the daughter in the Mortis arc. She's imbued with the force, with the life force of the daughter. And that arc was so much about, you know, the father needing someone to take his place when he dies and, you know, keeping someone there
as balance
to basically do their job to keep the balance. And Ahsoka may become one with the force in that sense and may become this figure, this like headpiece, this like,
oh boy,
this watcher, this overseer of the force and the universe.
All right, the case is interesting. I mean, it's a good, you're making the case. I like it.
So even if it's just like a preview of things to come and it all culminates in Filoni's film, I think it's not unlikely that Mortis, I just have Mortis here.
Mm-hmm. That works.
So does it count if it's mentioned? Probably not. I'm going to say Mortis location.
Sure. I like it.
Okay.
I think this deserves its own tile, but it's piggybacking off of Jedi Academy. Who would be at the Jedi Academy potentially? Ben Solo.
Ben Solo appears at Jedi Academy. There we go. Okay. Mike?
I'm going to go ahead and say, let's see, man. This is a swing, but I think we're at that point. I'm going to go ahead and say we see Bendu.
Bendu appears.
Mm-hmm. What a guy.
Because Bendu was important for Thrawn. Bendu was important for Ahsoka.
Hey, how about this? I don't think it's a swing because check this out. Command V. That's on my list too.
Kanan Jarrus. Okay.
So, Nick.
Yes.
I'm one ahead since I did that, so give us one if you're ready.
Thrawn's TIE Defender.
Oh,
he's gonna use one. I don't know how many were made, but Thrawn's TIE Defender. His program that got shut down thanks to Krennic for the Death Star. Thrawn's TIE Defender. Maybe he's got one.
So this was also mentioned on that episode of Star Wars Explained.
Damn it.
And actually, a listener,
the merch is juicy,
asked if we were going to see that. And Alex made a good point. Was it Alex? It was one of them. They're married. They're a unit. Thrawn just doesn't strike. Isn't like giving pilot. He doesn't like give that vibe so much. That doesn't mean he won't show up in his own ship. But he just seems like a dude that's like, take me there, peasant. Or
okay.
Subservient officer, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I agree. That would make a lot of sense.
Okay, so Nick, you're up?
No, Mike, you are.
Did I get it?
Oh, I am. Yeah, okay. Mike, we finally got probably the best look at Sabine's armor, thanks to the advanced graphics life-size cutouts. And we can see that she still has, untouched, unmodified, the Fenrau gauntlets. The single gauntlet with the gold wings on it. So I'm going to go ahead and say that we see what I would consider to be other Mandalorians in this show.
Other known Mandalorians?
I would say so. I would say other houses of Mandalorians. Let's put it that way. Because I think we have House Kryze that Sabine is part of. We have, at this point, we have Ren, Kryze. What's the last house? Vizsla.
Yeah.
That's Sabine's. Oh my God, I'm rusty as hell.
Get it together.
Sorry, I'm on a Star Wars podcast. So I think there's certainly, like, we will see Mandalorians of Rebels past. I think that there was such an important thing for us to know the backstory of Sabine and her ties to the houses and all that stuff. I'm actually going to add a planet in there next.
Ooh.
So let's go. Or just add it now. I think we're going to see Crow's Nest.
All right.
Let's do that. It's spelled with a K. And I think it's actually just Crow Nest. Isn't that right, Nick? Back me up on that.
I don't know.
There we go. I'm going to copy you. Going to agree that we're going to see other Mandalorian houses.
Nice.
And, I'm going to say we're also going to actually see Mother Talzin.
Oh, man. It's a swing. I just kind of figured, are we going to put that out there? That's quite a design, quite a backstory. But how do you talk about the Night Sisters without Mother Talzin? So, like, oh man,
It could even just be like in the green flame, we see her face or something.
True,
you know what I mean?
True. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not saying that. She walks on set, but
right. Okay.
Yeah. If we're playing with magics,
yeah,
gotta see the Magic Mother.
Yep.
Let's see, Nick.
All this Mandalorian talk, well, I'll just use my... I think we're going to see the Mandalorian, Din Djarin.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, Nick, I like that. I like that a lot.
Why not?
I think my bottom row is just going to be stealing from you guys. I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting less exciting, my list, but...
It's nice, though.
There's some more good ones.
What's the Discord saying, Nick?
Who's up? Me?
I'm
still ahead one, so maybe Nick, go again.
I'll go exciting. This could be... I'll put this all under a Clone Wars flashback umbrella because I have Obi-Wan listed separately, which would only be a Clone Wars flashback.
How cool would that be?
Yeah.
Oh my God, okay.
So just Obi-Wan?
Well, I would just say Clone Wars flashback.
Should we... All right, let's be real here. Matt Lanter already had a cameo in The Mandalorian. Would you add a separate square for James Arnold Taylor? Or would you say Ashley Eckstein or James Arnold Taylor?
Do whatever you want. This is America.
This is America. I want it now.
On mine, I would do them separately personally.
Because that makes sense.
Had that thought.
Click on mine. Let me take a look what I've done. What have I done here? Add JAT to that. I think James Arnold Taylor in a cameo, I back it. I think Dave has worked with him for so long. I think he's been one of those, like, he's one of the iconic voices. Dang. How do we not? Okay. All right. Hang on. I'm spinning here. I am spinning. Do we see, Darth Maul cameo?
Oh.
Is Darth Maul important to the fall of Mandalore and everything that we know about Mando season 3, the rivers beneath, the life you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be something of being like, sure, we know that the Empire just came through and glassed it, but like that fell because the Mandalorians were fractured due to Maul.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also relevant to Ezra.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Can't dismiss it.
I mean, he did, but so we'd have to.
Oh, man.
It has to be flashback.
But then it's like, who are they going to get to play him? And we're going to do this thing again where.
Yeah.
Now Sam does the voice, but we get a different, you know.
Do the thing again. It's fine.
I mean, we're talking about. There's going to be so much world between worlds in this. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's just obvious. Like, those.
You got your spider legs on him.
Yeah, those scenes with
metal legs
with you know, one of the orange lightsaber people, like, that really just looks like the world between worlds to me. Mm-hmm. There's all that equipment that looks, it's like Stargate style, like they're using technology to pull it open.
I actually think it's a map. I don't think it's activating the world between worlds.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a map of the world between worlds.
Showing where the portals are, the openings are.
Yeah. Oh, dude, speaking of, talking about wolves chasing their tails, yin-yang style almost, right?
Right.
that's that thing on the rocks too.
Correct.
When they first go through. So it's just all, it all makes way too much sense. I think you're just nailing it with that. I'm going to do a really simple one and say cloning is mentioned.
Yeah, sure.
Like it seems like they can't not mention cloning these days.
Yep.
Nick, you're one.
Ooh, is that Thrawn? Is that Thrawn? Is that Thrawn? Yeah.
I'm up.
Yeah.
This one seems fun, but I don't really see how it will work. But I'll say Agent Kallus.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I don't really see, like, it. If it happens, it's, unless there's just something I can't think of, which obviously is 1,000% possible, but, like, just would seem a little shoehorned in.
I mean, not if we're talking about New Republic stuff and he's since become a
part
of it.
That's how it would have to be, yeah.
He could be a commanding officer, like, mm-hmm. I feel like we're going to see those pilots and stuff kind of regardless, and I think he could be involved there, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we've got to, and then it's Wyatt Russell.
Oh, yes, please.
Everybody fan cast him. That's right. Great.
Okay. But his voice is just not cool enough.
Mike, go ahead. Unless... Okay.
So I have Darth Maul in there, which I think is a... you know what? I'm going to go with... Let's go with an easy one. Let's go with the Syndulla Calicori. As a prop, we're going to see it somewhere in there. It's somewhere... It's on the ghost. It's somewhere... I just think that's an easy layup for the prop house to go. There you go. Do the Leonardo, point at the screen. Whoop, whoop.
One L or two? K-A-L-I-K-O-R-I?
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Shown or seen. Syndulla Calicori seen.
Yep.
Good.
That's a Calicori.
Here's another one, because they can't not. While I'm on this, they can't not thing.
Okay.
Order 66 flashback.
Yeah, come on. That's a...
It's almost a given at this point. New show? Well, let's bring the trauma back.
I wonder if anyone ever heard of this?
All right, who's next? Nick, you're behind.
I don't know if this is too vague, so you can yell at me if you want, but I'm just saying we'll see a Force Ghost.
I mean, I don't think it's too vague for this format at all.
Okay.
Oh, man.
You got to give yourself some gimmies, you know what I mean? How else do you win the thing? Okay, this is kind of silly because there's already one big bad. This could be a mention. So I'll say mentioned. Snoke is mentioned.
Oh, Snoke. I made Snoke.
Love it.
Hmm.
I can't think of exactly like how and why that would make sense.
Maybe the first prototype rolls off the line.
Yeah.
It would be cool if the Chiss somehow were like, here's one thing you didn't do yet. Boom!
So are you going to try... I mean, would you say that, Nick? Would you say that, like, we get a reference to the Chiss?
Like the rest of the species?
Right. Like the rest of the Ascendancy? Like, do you
think
that's...
We're going to get a hot Chiss. Just a real hot...
Chiss babes.
It's Margot Robbie is... As a blue Chiss. Oh, man.
So is someone officially saying Chiss here?
No, I was just theorizing.
Okay.
Okay, so Adam's up. Okay, Snoke is mentioned. So Nick gets...
either of you guys.
Final five here.
Yeah, winding down. Five left each.
Oh, boy.
You could toss Mortis on mine. I'm going to have to start stealing some from you guys.
Really?
Because the rest of my list is a little...
Mortis. Mm. Interesting.
How did you have it written down? Just Mortis location. As a location? Okay.
I think so, yeah. Mortis location, yeah.
And
I'll tighten these all up, and we'll get specific before we go posting this, you know?
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that we see... God, I love this stuff. I can't get enough of it. I'm going to go ahead and say that Rex still somehow has the Y-Wing.
Mm.
So I'm going to say we see a Y-Wing in this show.
Any generic Y-Wing?
I'm gonna say Y-Wing makes an appearance.
Okay.
You remember that was an important part of them stealing them in Rebels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, there's a lot of love for that. You know, there's a reason that Rex had one as the ship that helped them escape after Ahsoka buried all the clones. Like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They like the Y-Wings over in that camp. So I'm gonna go ahead and say we're gonna see a Y-Wing. Finally.
There we go. That's on the board. This is a more specific version of Nick's, and I'm going to say that Ezra has embraced the dark side.
Oh, no.
So this isn't just, this could be the kind of thing where the plot of this isn't just about finding Ezra, but he's maybe found a little earlier. It could be two episodes in, and this is more about dealing with the dark side thing, and there's just more complexity to the story. Because to me, that's, you know, you're thinking about, like, where are they going to really find the conflict? Yes, there's the thing, there's kind of like the, you know, Sabine's kind of angst that she always has. There's, you know, there's a little bit of conflict between her and Ahsoka and the training and whatever, but it's, that's not like a big, like, central conflict that would motivate the whole thing.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, with, I mean, the world between worlds, it could be the kind of thing where maybe Ahsoka, she's thinking, do I go back and stop him from even doing this in the first place? You know, and she's, because he's not turned, but like he's maybe embraced it in a way that, I don't know, changes the equation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ezra has embraced dark side. That's on mine. Okay. Nick.
Someone just mentioned it, so I'll mention it, but Barriss Offee.
Yeah, oh. Damn it. God.
Take it.
That's good. That's real
Take
good.
Take it. This ain't the draft.
Two
Take
R's,
it.
Two S's?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Or is it one S?
Full name Barista Coffee.
All right, Mike.
I like Barriss. I'm going to steal Barriss, too. I think that's good. I like Barriss Offee just somehow plays a part in it. Three more. Oh, boy.
Okay. Want to do another one?
No. Let me think about it for a little bit. You're up.
Okay. I will say Shili as a location. Home planet of Togruta's.
Interesting.
Togruta, right? There's not an S in the plural, right? Togruta is plural as well.
Yeah.
That's how I'd do it.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Dang. So, man. That's making me think that we see Ryloth instead.
Nick or Mike, go. Actually, Nick, you're one behind.
I go?
Yep.
The Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Could just be stolen at this point, right?
Yeah.
Throw that to Kanja Club.
We're going to see the little freaks. Kanja Club. No, that's not one. Just the Millennium Falcon.
Mike.
I'm kind of feeling like Ryloth is, oh man.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm going to, man. No. Oh man. Yeah. Dang it. There's something.
Commit.
Oh man. Yeah, fine. Put it on there. Let's go. Let's say we're going to Ryloth.
Yes. Ryloth.
Location.
All right. This is a layup. I've been not saying it because it's just, I don't know, it's a layup. Morai.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, Morai was in Mando season two.
But very quickly.
Yeah, very
and
obscure.
Kind of,
yep. I'm with you. Yep.
I feel like, you know what? I'll make this more fun. More prominent than in Mando. I'll say that.
Sure. Okay.
More Morai.
Morai
centric episode.
So, Nick.
I have two. I'm just going to do both because I'm going to steal Zeb because I didn't mention Zeb yet. That's definitely on my list. And then, why not throw the cash cow in there? Little baby Grogu.
Grogu, you made it into the show.
Then Hasbro could
milk
little Grogu in a box and write Ahsoka on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Boom. Smart. Marketing.
So Nick's done. Mike, you have two.
All right. So I'm going to say that someone outside of our normal sphere, right? Friend of the pod, Paul. Friend of Armor Party, Chris Bartlett. Leave those guys. They're already doing stuff. I feel confident about that. But I'm going to say that one of us in the fanosphere played a part in this show. Got to do something.
So someone we know who's a fan?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say on this side of things. I would say...
So this is like a behind the...
Yeah, like the 501st being involved or like someone that, you know, like Michael...
I know that's true already.
Yeah, 501st.
I know that's true already, too. That's what I'm putting on there. All right. Leave it off because that's a bonus.
It's called cheating.
Layup, yeah, let's.
There's a difference between layups and cheating.
That's true. All right, that is cheating. Okay, so let's go.
I actually think we're going to see R2-D2.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yep. Yep. I think we're going to see R2-D2.
And he's going to kiss Chopper.
Yeah. They're going to kiss. They're going to touch sparks, spark plugs. last one, man. What is something that we know is going to happen? She's worried that the Empire is coming back. Thrawn is in wild space. He's trying to come back to the core worlds. And if he does, that's going to be bad for everybody because that he is the heir to the Empire. So, already saw Purrgil in the trailer. Don't have to worry about them. Man, let me see yours. Let me see yours, Adam. I'm the last one to go, so I have to make sure. Oh, you have one more. You have one more. You're open.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. I think I might have it.
Let's see. I'm going to say that TIE fighter got blown up, didn't it?
Which one?
When Sabine repainted that TIE fighter.
Ooh.
Did that get destroyed?
I don't remember.
I'm going to say Sabine's TIE fighter, which is technically Ezra and Sabine's. They stole it together, right?
Yeah.
No. It was I thought it was Evan.
Well, she painted it, and then they all used it for the mission. Like, the whole crew was split in half.
Right. Yeah.
For that episode.
Yeah, that was so rad, though. With the Phoenix emblem on it. Oh, that thing was rad. I like this. I mean, we already saw the E-Wing in the trailer. I'm trying to think of other stuff that like Filoni would want a deep cut. You know what I mean? I think that's where I'm like kind of hung up. I'm like, what, you know, are we going to, we already saw the ship very similar to the Outrider. Like, you know what I mean? Like all this stuff. I'm like, what kind of stuff is Filoni going to like, you know, dive into, right? You know, like Asajj Ventress, Quinlan Vos, I'm happy with this. Lock it in. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. There it is. My last one, this is a layup too, but maybe it's specific enough that I won't get it. I will say full Shadow Council meets in person with Thrawn. Everyone who was a hologram at the end of Mando, all there in person with Thrawn. And tell me whether or not I would have a little wiggle room here. Whether or not that includes Gideon, depending on the specific time that this takes place.
Mm. Sure. I don't mind you including that. But loving this idea from in the Discord, the Pajamari. They're saying big swing here. I would say they'd wait to do this in the next season of Mando, but they reunited Din and Grogu in Boba Fett, so clearly everything's on the table. I love this idea. You ready? Mm-hmm. I predict they will reveal that Moff Gideon is still alive in Ahsoka, and he's been in contact with Thrawn all leading up to the big movie. So that's kind of Shadow Council-y.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that. I don't know.
I love the idea that Prime Gideon is alive, and we saw a clone die. I love that idea.
Hey everyone, we want to take a moment to tell you about the sponsor of this podcast, Roosevelt's.
You may know Roosevelt's as the company who makes those rad all-over print button-downs with just about every franchise that you love.
They, of course, have Star Wars, because this is a Star Wars podcast, but they also have Harry Potter, Disney, Pixar, Marvel, NASA, WWE, The Office, Nickelodeon, Rick and Morty, Friends, all kinds of other stuff, including new lines from Yellowstone and The Godfather.
And not just button-downs, but t-shirts, they do shorts, jackets, hoodies, koozies, flannels, so many different kinds of items, so many dope designs. So if you're interested in picking something up for the first time, go to rsvlts.com and use promo code THANKTHEMAKER with no spaces to get 20% off your first purchase. Once again, that's rsvlts.com. Use promo code THANKTHEMAKER to get 20% off of your first purchase.
So here, we'll say before we wrap up this final round here, we'll each get one opportunity to swap out something we have with something new.
Mm. All of us. Everyone gets that halfway through the season?
No, I would say like right now, just for
all
the cards are full.
Okay.
If anything else is compelling and you feel like you want to swap it out, you could do that now. Because that is a really good idea and that sounds really fun to me.
I mean, I really do like your just Shadow Council in general because
I agree.
They mentioned Thrawn, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, what about the First Order mention?
Okay. Mm. Well, yeah. Remember I said this like 2 years ago? I was like, what if Thrawn was one of the ones that started the First Order? And Ryan was like, yeah. Oh,
that's
crazy.
Good. That's good.
Mm. So I'm going to actually, I'm going to go Shadow Console meet. I'm going to take that too. And I'm going to actually, I'm going to take a swing here. I'm actually going to say Ashley Eckstein.
Out.
I'm going to take that out.
Okay.
I'm going to take that out just because I think that it might be confused. She's, Yeah. Because I think it would be more Now, I'm good with that. Yep, I'm good with that.
Swapping Shadow Council for Ashley?
I'm going to take Ashley out because I just think, like, she's done so much for the role already as an outward appearance that James Arnold Taylor is so much more, like, behind the scenes. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what to take out is the issue. I like my crazy ones because the crazy ones, if you hit one, you might have, like, a one-up on other people, you know?
Yeah. I'm thinking about, Nick, based on what you said, editing my Shadow Council one here to be...
Wait, meets in person? Oh, I thought it was just connect. Okay, so I'm going to say full Shadow Council connects with Thrawn. I'm going to say...
Okay, doesn't need to be in person.
No, get rid of that. Because he's the point of him is that he's supposed to be coming back to the core worlds. I think that's what we're hinting at, right?
Yeah, okay. Full Shadow Council meets with Thrawn. I'm going to say instead... Because we are going to get the Shadow Council, period.
Right.
Or some, right? Cause, I mean, that's, they dropped that breadcrumb in Mando for a reason, right?
The Mandor episode.
Yeah. I'm going to say First Order name coined at Shadow Council meeting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
That probably made it less winnable by going there with it, but that's what I'm feeling.
Okay, let's see.
Nick, have you made an edit yet?
I haven't made an edit.
Oh, Dano's in the chat. Dano's in the chat. I want to know, Dano, as a family of the pod, I would love to know whose side you're currently taking in regards to who you think would have
which
the
card.
Most
he might not be up to date card. On the cards if he just got here.
Nick, are you making an edit or no?
I mean, the only way I could make an edit is to somehow combine or lose. I have two Captain Rex ones, right? Rex appears and Rex references Battle of Endor.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only thing that I would have to either get rid of. I guess just this is some Thrawn-esque, like I need to think. Because if I take Captain Rex appears off, that seems like slightly a layup.
Right.
And if you guys have it and I lose it, then I'm just down one. Captain Rex references a Battle of Endor. If I take that off, that's a stretch. And if it does happen, all I get is like bragging rights. And then you guys could also point and laugh at me that I took it off.
Right.
But I think Rex referencing Battle of Endor is super fun, but I think it has to come off. And okay. I just got to put, I'm just going to go with Shadow Council though.
Yeah.
A real vague, we're going to see the Shadow Council. Because they were... Right there. I mean, that was the Thrawn mention in season 3.
All right. Looking pretty good. I would read all of these, but I can't see them from this distance. Small laptop, bad eyes. Sorry. So we will post these. We'll do that. We'll post each of these cards. And feel free to, you know, throw your ideas in the comments. We won't make changes. We're sticking to these.
Go through our cards real quick. Go through our cards. Just I want to look at them.
So, Mike, yeah, or one of you guys, if you can read these well, just do some notable mentions on each card. Here's mine first.
Okay, so Adam's card, the big takeaways that I think are Luke Skywalker appears. I mean, I feel like that's a central part because Ahsoka's show is about showing the other side of the Jedi and that both can still exist, but without going in different, and possibly going in different directions. But I think that's really strong.
Or conflict. Or that could be a source of conflict.
Or conflict. Adam's big swing was that we would see Mortis as a location, which is interesting. Mortis is a force realm, so time moves different there. There are certainly different things about that place, like Dagobah in that way. So Mortis is a swing for sure. Mother Talzin appears. Night Sister Magic. She was kind of the, I don't know, main... Night Sister, the leader of the Night Sisters, the head of the Magics. So I think that's a swing for sure. And then probably the last, I mean, Ezra embracing the dark side, I think actually is a big swing. I think that's expected, but I like that. And I think a lot of people are also thinking that Sabine has to have that pendulum has to swing both ways. And the last one you've got, First Order name is coined at the Shadow Council meeting, is enough of a tie-in. So I think, Adam, you've got some strong ones on here that are very likely. Let's see what happens. So bring up Nyx.
Here's Nick.
Nick, what do you think are your most notable when you're looking at this?
I like my crazy ones.
Okay.
Just Ashley Eckstein as a cameo.
Okay.
That one's, I was so proud of my high self in bed thinking about that. Batuu's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I like it.
A Thrawn-only episode, Thrawn-centric, could be a good... Imagine if it was the length of... I'm hearing that they're all longer in length to begin with. Who knows if that's true? But if you get like a 50-minute, here's who Thrawn is...
The first three are 40-ish minutes and under.
Yeah, that's fine. That's still... We were getting 20-something minute episodes of Mando at some point, which is...
I feel like the Thrawn... I'm going to agree with you and say that we're not going to get an adventure of the week, but the closest thing we might get is a Thrawn-centric episode.
Which makes sense. I mean... I feel like it would also come after he's introduced in the show. Like,
right.
You know, like, here, by the way, Mom, here's who Thrawn is.
Right.
Which one was I most excited about, though? Jedi Academy? It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that I almost threw that in there, too.
Yeah, that's kind of fun because you just get Luke and Ben, probably, you know, and who else? Who knows?
Do you have that? Or Mike, the Ben Solo?
I had Ben Solo, which is an exciting one.
Yeah, so you're all in on the idea of the Jedi Academy for sure, it seems like.
Yeah.
I wanted to kind of do, when you said that, I was like, damn, I should do that. But for me, it's one or the other, Luke or the Academy, as like as a square on this, you know?
Ahsoka is talking to Luke at the Academy. Right at the end of the scene, Millennium Falcon shows up, drops off Ben Solo. I'm just, bingo, bingo, boom, 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 boom.
Dude, didn't we talk about that? Maybe
I don't know.
Months ago, I think we may have mentioned that possibility on the podcast.
We did.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring my card up. Let's do this.
All right. Wrapping it up, Mike.
Wrapping it up. All right. So first of all, Captain Rex is a gimme. I think we know that that's happening. Tamura is available. He's ready to do it. He knows that it would be really cool to see him in different armor. We've seen Old Man Rex before. We've seen him rocking the beard, blah, blah, blah. So, like, Rex, for me, that's a layup, in my opinion. That Shin and Baylan are the Loathwolves is a wacky theory, but I'm sticking to it.
Love it.
I think that's pretty interesting. I think Mandalorians from the other houses, I think, is cool. Yeah. I think we've made a lot of props from Mando Season 3. I think a lot of those will be transferred over. I think it's important for Sabine's development as we have... We were all suspecting that she was going to be in Mando Season 3, but obviously with Bo-Katan being more involved, I'm surprised that no one put Bo-Katan in this.
I thought about it, but completely forgot.
I'm thinking about it a lot, but we're locked in. So, I mean, Barriss Offee for me, that's a pretty big thing. I think most people, for them to go back in some kind of backstory to understand that she was betrayed, I think it's really important because people are going to go, well, why isn't she just a Jedi? Well, we got to explain that unless you want to watch the show. So I think that's good. You know, the Darth Maul cameo is a swing. I think to keep any hope of a Solo, we are hearing grumblings now of Donald Glover and his brother writing the Lando show. So that gives me hope that maybe we're going to bring Maul back in as a character. But again, we've speculated before and some of our speculations have been cooler than I think what we actually got sometimes. So I'm trying to also temper my own. But I think Bendu is a crazy concept for someone that has never watched
animation. Did I put Bendu on there?
You did. You stole that.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not. Yep. So that one you could both have a...
You got Bendu appears in the bottom fourth. So I don't know. I think we've all got a good mix of crazy.
And you've got the obligatory Hondo appearance as well.
Of course, my friend. I would also say, I mean, you know, I think everyone's got a good balance. I think we've got ones that we know are going to happen. I think we have ones that are crazy and would be amazing if they happen. We got to swing for the fences. So yep. I'm very curious of who's going to win first. If any of us win, we could all lose. We could all be losers.
Ahsoka's going to go use the world between worlds and erase the sequel trilogy.
There's going to be lightsabers in it. There's going to be Ahsoka ship in it. There's going to be, yeah.
They're going to use the world between worlds to prevent the writer's strike.
That's great.
So yeah, I think we have some fun stuff, but I haven't seen a bingo card on anyone else's stuff win yet because there's just, you know, you want to have fun. So you don't put all the gimmies on there. And
yeah, someone's going to win like 5-2.
Right.
So let's export these and put them up on Thank the Maker's Instagram and just keep checking back every week and going boom, boom, boom.
We will do that. As we cover, we will we'll check them off on the show. And then we'll put the updated cards in addition to whatever image we do for that episode.
We could probably highlight the story if we want to like keep track of them.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Let's do that.
I like it a lot. All right, boys. This was an episode.
This was a hoot.
Thanks for staying up with us. Oh my gosh. Our listeners are still here hanging out, talking. I love this. This is great.
Great stuff.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, we should also say, very last thing we should say before we go. We made it official. You may have seen it in the bio. No one has actually mentioned it in the Discord even. Discord, go look in the bio of our Instagram right now. I'll say it very last before we go. Patrons, thank you for being here. Of course, we love you. If you're not a patron, you can be a patron at patreon.com/thankthemakerpod. If you listen into the outro music, you'll hear everything that you get by becoming a patron. It's good stuff. It helps keep this show running. It pays the bills. Pays enough of the bills.
Helps fixes Adam's foot.
Yes. Hopefully that will be part.
He needs new toes.
Workman's comp, actually. Believe it or not.
Wow.
Bands have workman's comp.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm. So that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to have the 2-episode premiere. It's going to be wild. I'm so glad I'm going to be home. We'll be watching the penultimate episode. Not on Star Cruiser. I don't think I can do that. We will be on it when that drops.
Oh, boy.
So probably watch it right after.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be weird. So we'll probably be late that week. We'll probably have to do it the next day, right?
Oh, boy.
26th. Is it?
We're on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on Tuesday and Wednesday.
But yeah. Thursday is like we get kicked off at like 9 a.m., right?
Thursday is booted. So then we'll go watch it together and then live stream it.
Yeah.
On Thursday. Let's
do that. That's a great idea. We'll do that.
Spoiler free.
Anyone in Discord? You figure it out yet?
MC Rocco got it.
There we go. Mike Forster, a.k.a. Hondo Supply. Official co-host of Thank the Maker.
Wow. You know what this really came down to is the fact that now we finally have put all of the Infinity Stones together. We now have a drummer, yep. A guitar player, and a singer, and 2 bass players to complete our band. And we actually will be practicing in Nick's new garage probably starting next Tuesday. So you guys can live stream that.
If there's one thing that you see on every single survey about what do more bands need, it's a second bass player. People say it all the time.
Yeah. We're like, we can't hear the one, so maybe get another one.
Right,
like
right.
The one, what does a bass player do? Well, you'll know when there's 2.
Right. Yep. So one of you can go direct and one of you can actually bring your
What does a bass player do besides injure their legs? I have an injured leg too. I'm not trying to take the spotlight away from Adam. I have a displaced fibular head, which happened on stage also. So, hey.
Well, good thing you weren't playing one of my basses. The whole thing would have broken off, the whole leg.
Right. Bon, who was filling in for you, ruptured his Achilles tendon.
Right. Yep.
Right. So, being a bass player is, and normally it was like your classic, like it was like the tallest, skinniest dude, Adam fits the bill. And the guy would just kind of sit there and just thump.
Not anymore.
Didn't do anything. But now people are jumping all over the place, very active, and it's getting more dangerous. And frankly, I think that's why I actually was brought on the podcast. Just in case.
Contingency. Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice. So I appreciate that. But it has been...
it's probably nothing to do with being old, but...
No.
It's the yellow card curse is what it is. It's contagious.
That is true. That is true. It is. It is. It is a real thing. But no, I think, dudes, I love you. This has been probably one of the coolest...
love you, bud.
...experiences for us as adults. I talk about it with people, and people are like... So you have a Star Wars podcast? I'm like, yeah, but it got wildly out of control, all of this. So it's been very being a part of the network was a huge thing, but then eventually, like, all the stuff that we turned into and started making, it truly is one of the funnest things I do in my adult life. And I'm grateful for being a part of the, for what our fans have been a part of. This community that we've built has been amazing. And so it makes sense. I'm stoked on it.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me. Let's do a show.
We love having you, and we are so happy to make official what has been assumed all this time.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for being here. If you're just listening and you're not watching on YouTube, please go hit subscribe on YouTube. Even if you're not going to watch it constantly, just do it because it helps us out. We need it. Hit the subscribe button. Smash it, kick it, punch it, force choke it.
Smash it, punch it, break your foot on it.
Punch it, Chewy. All right, until next week when we recap, hopefully. No, I won't say hopefully. We'll cry, and that's just fine, and that's just how it goes.
Naturally.
The Ahsoka premiere. So pumped.
All of our bingo cards will be full in 2 episodes.
Surprise.
All right. Whoa. Thanks, everyone. Thanks once again. And until next week, may the Force be with you. If you enjoy Thank the Maker, you can support us by following and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Or you can support us directly at patreon.com/thankthemakerpod, where you can get access to our Discord server, exclusive content, exclusive merch, our recording live stream, and more. Our patrons quite literally make Thank the Maker possible.